死亡面前不再人人平等。
Death is no longer equal to everyone.
因为死神的账本已经被顶级实验室集体篡改。
Because the Necromancer's codex has been collectively altered by the top laboratories.
一个多月前
，About a month ago，
国际权威期刊 DDDT 抛出一枚深水炸弹。
International authoritative journal DDDT throws a bomb.
历时五年的联合实验证实
，5-year joint experiment proves，
赛诺根的 SRN-901 衰老干预技术。
Synergen's SRN-90/10 aging intervention technology
让哺乳动物中位剩余寿命暴涨 33%，
increase the remaining lifespan of mammals by 33%，
死亡风险腰斩 46%，
reduce mortality risk by 46%，
但这绝非孤本。
But this is not the only one.
整个生命科学界正在掀起一场接力的技术暴动。
The entire life sciences industry is experiencing a technological revolution.
2024年
2024,
细胞重编程技术通过引入 OSK 基因。
Cell reprogramming technology through the introduction of OSK gene.
直接将小鼠寿命拉升了极其恐怖的 109%。
The lifespan of mice was increased by an extremely terrifying 109%。
把老化细胞强行回炉。
Force aging cells to return to the furnace。
重塑。到了2025年，长寿界接连爆出神级数据。
In 2025, the longevity industry has been revolutionized by a series of groundbreaking achievements.
抗癌药曲美替尼与雷帕霉素的鸡尾酒疗法。
Cocktail therapy of chemotherapeutic drug quimetini and rapamycin.
成功实现 30% 的寿命红利，宣告了复合靶向时代的到来。
The successful achievement.Of a 30% increase in lifespan heralds the arrival of the era of multi-target therapy.
同年十月
In the same month of October,
加州大学针对濒死边缘的高龄老鼠注入催产素与 ALK5 抑制剂
California University injected high-age mice with oxytocin and ALK5 inhibitors at the edge of death.
硬生生把剩余寿命拔高了 73%。
He managed to increase his remaining lifespan by 73%。
连肌肉记忆都惊人逆转。
Incredible muscle memory。
从单点打补丁到系统级重编程。
From single point patching to system level reprogramming。
从早鸟预防到晚期暴力续命。
From early bird prevention to late stage violence.
抗衰老的技术
Anti-aging technology.
天花板已经被彻底击穿
The ceiling has been completely destroyed.
在这个被捅破的天花板之上
Above the hole in the ceiling.
是硅谷富豪们极其隐秘又疯狂的买断计划
This is the extremely secretive and crazy buyout plan of Silicon Valley's wealthy people.
不要以为这些千亿身家的大佬砸钱。
Don't think that these billionaires with their billions of dollars are just throwing money around.
只是为了养生。
Just for health.
他们是在抢夺跨越物种阶级的 VIP 门票。
They are vying for VIP tickets that transcend species.
贝索斯极其凶悍。
Jeff Bezos is very aggressive.
直接砸出30亿美金。
Directly spend $30 billion.
成立 Autos Labs， 四处搜刮诺贝尔奖得主，赌的就是能把衰老细胞一键还原的重编程技术。OpenAI 的山姆奥特曼掏出自己一半的流动资产。
Founders of autoslaves are scouring the world for Nobel Prize winners, betting on the technology that can reprogram aging cells into a single click. OpenAI's Sam Altman has invested half of his liquid assets.
砸向 Rachel Bioscience, 目标简单粗暴。
Rachel Bioscience's goal is to be simple and direct.
让人类健康寿命直接增加十年。
Directly increase human lifespan by 10 years.
扎克伯格则砸下重金构建 AI 细胞预测模型。
Mark Zuckerberg, on the other hand, invested heavily in building an AI-powered cell prediction model.
试图在数字世界里先一步破解衰老的底层代码。
Trying to crack the underlying code of aging in the digital world first.
这帮人正在用开发 AI 大模型的冷酷逻辑。
These people are using the cold storage logic of developing large AI models.
把人体当成可以无限制升级的软硬件系统来迭代，而成果的变现比想象中更快。
Treat the human body as an infinitely upgradable software and hardware system, and the results will be realized faster than imagined.
快，赛诺根的 SRN901 数据刚一出炉。
Once the SRN data from Sinogen is released,
国药集团就果断出手。
Sinopharm has decisively taken action.
把转化产品瑞特灵直接端上了国内富豪的餐桌。
Put the converted product, Eufilin, directly on the table of wealthy Chinese.
顶层资本
Top capital
根本没打算等这项技术普惠大众。
I didn't plan on waiting for this technology to become widely available.
而是用最快速度把它封装成高净值圈层专属的生物时间提款机。宏观世界的齿轮。
Instead, it was quickly packaged into a high net worth circle exclusive macro world of biological time withdrawal machines.
正因为这场技术的狂飙走向彻底的畸变。
Precisely because this technological surge has taken a completely distorted turn.
在一众巨头狂热追求永生时。
Amidst the frenzied pursuit of immortality by giants,
马斯克成了极其罕见的反对者。
Musk has become an extremely rare opponent.
马斯克认为
Musk believes that
大幅延长寿命
significantly extend lifespan
必将导致社会极度僵化。
This will inevitably lead to extreme rigidity in society.
如果掌握权力的寡头
If the power hungry,
能以充沛的体能活过百岁就有利益
Having sufficient physical fitness can lead to a longer lifespan.
集团将永远霸占资源
The group will always dominate resources.
社会阶层
Social class
将面临终极板结过去
Facing the ultimate closure of the past.
死亡是人类社会唯一且最终的财富平权机制，任你富可敌国，老了也得乖乖交出资源，给年轻人让位。
Death is the only and ultimate mechanism for leveling the playing field of wealth in human society. No matter how rich you are, you will eventually have to give up your resources to the young people and make way for them.
但现在这套天然的洗牌机制即将失效。
But now this natural shuffling mechanism is about to fail.
财富已经可以直接兑换成物理意义上的生命长度。
Wealth can be directly converted into a physical lifespan.
一条深不见底的生物基尼系数鸿沟正在被暴力劈开。
A deep abyss of inequality based on the Gini coefficient is being violently created. Well,
当权贵阶层实现了真正的超长待机
When the wealthy class achieved true long-term standby,
所有核心资产话语权和顶层生态位将被他们永久霸占
They will permanently occupy all core assets and top-level positions in the ecosystem.
社会流动性将被彻底锁死。
Social mobility will be completely stifled.
以前普通人感受到的阶级固化。
Previously, the rigid class structure that ordinary people experienced.
只是买不起同一地段的豪宅。
Just can't afford to buy a house in that area.
未来的阶级固化是你根本熬不过他们的寿命。
The future class solidification is that you will never be able to survive their way of life.
抗衰老技术或许很快就会成熟。
Anti-aging technology may soon be mature.
全球的经济锚定物也将发生本质的转移。
The global economic anchor will also undergo a fundamental shift.
过去。
In the past.
人类的货币锚定过黄金，锚定过石油。
Humans have anchored their currency to gold and anchored their currency to oil.
甚至正在锚定 AI 的算力。
Even more, it is anchoring AI's computing power.
但在未来
，In the future,
最硬的通货将是生物时间。
The most durable currency will be biological time.
普通人继续通过出卖有限的线性时间来换取生存资料。
Ordinary people continue to exchange their limited linear time for survival necessities.
而富豪则通过资本购买时间，实现资产的无限期复利。
And the wealthy use capital to buy time, achieving infinite compounding of assets.
这不再是简单的贫富差距。
This is no longer a simple matter of rich and poor.
而是经济学上最残酷的闭环。
Instead, it is the most brutal closed loop in economics.
普通人的生命损耗。
The erosion of ordinary people's lives.
正在通过庞大的经济机器转化成为顶层阶级购买寿命余额的弹药。
Transforming into a top-tier class that uses life balance as ammunition to purchase.
在这场以时间为一般等价物的新游戏里
，In this new game where time is treated as an equivalent.
如果你没有制定规则的权利
，If you don't have the right to make rules,
你本身就会成为被消耗的燃料。
You are the fuel that is consumed.
然而。
However,
而面对于此
in response to this,
我们并不需要过于焦虑
we don't need to be too anxious,
因为科技发展的铁律是任何天价的技术壁垒
because the iron law of technological development is that any high-priced technical barrier,
最终都会在庞大的工业化量产面前向边际成本递减的普惠妥协
Eventually, they will all succumb to the trade-off between efficiency and equity in the face of large-scale industrial production.
普通人现在要做的绝不是透支自己去拼抢一张提前入场的门票。
Ordinary people don't need to go to the trouble of buying a ticket in advance, especially not by overspending.
而是用最低成本的自律。
Instead, use the lowest cost self-regulation.
稳住生理核心资产。
Stabilize the core assets.
打造坚不可摧的健康护城河。
Build an unyielding health moat.
感谢收听知识消化。
Thank you for listening to the knowledge jokes.
下期见。
See you next time.